It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're visiting with Patrick Webb. He is the Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Programs. And at the National Pork Industry Forum in Kansas City this week, Patrick gave an update on the Secure Pork Supply Plan.
Certainly. So in the world of emergency preparedness for diseases that we don't currently have, like foot and mouth disease, there are kind of two camps. There's the disease control camp, and then there's the business continuity. Disease control is all about how do we stop the disease from moving around. Business continuity is how do we get our producers back into business. The Secure Pork Supply Plan addresses the swine business continuity side of the equation. And so what it's doing is it's providing kind of a roadmap, a path of the data and information that a producer would have to keep and share with their state animal health official in an outbreak to be able to actually differentiate themselves within a disease control area to show that they're different and that if they meet certain criteria, they could move to the top of the list to be able to permit the movement of their pigs.
Okay. Has that plan been developed now and we're starting to populate some of this data?
So the plan was the funding for all of the secure food supply programs. There's a milk one, there's an egg one, and now there's a pork one. USDA put into the funding for that, and so the Pork Checkoff also put funding in for secure pork. Happy to say, it started in 2011, the plan development. Mm-hmm. Happy to say that the final version of that plan was delivered on at the end of last year. And so at securepork.org, we've got the Secure Pork Supply Plan, and producers can go there and learn about the plan and then also focus on the steps for implementation of that plan within their production system.
So what information is being asked of, and how would that help if there would be an outbreak?
So your state animal health officials need information. The first thing they need is information on where the animals are. That's why the pork industry has been so proactive on premises registration. We need to be able to provide our state animal health officials with that information on where our pigs are housed. And so building off of that traceability of those animals, we need to know where they go. And in an outbreak, you need to know more than, well, what just came in yesterday. You know, you have to go back 2-3 weeks and provide that information because it helps the state animal health officials determine risk. And so pre-harvest traceability information, so that's where your animals are, your animal movements, the dates they moved, you know, where they went, those type of things. That's a huge component of just basic, that's basic response, that's basic business continuity. Other things that you're going to need to share are the things that you're seeing on the farm. We call it observational surveillance. So what are your guys in the barn seeing every day? Are they seeing a bunch of pigs with blisters, or are they not seeing that? That information is important. And so that data is collected every day, actually, but it's usually collected on paper. It's not put in an electronic format somewhere that's easy to share. And that's another part of this, is that all of the data that the industry has really needs to be in some form of electronic format anymore. Papers just aren't going to cut it when trying to respond to a foreign animal disease.
We've gone through a lot of things. Is there a website producers can go, kind of get the lowdown, the work that's been done so far and what's
Absolutely.
Being planned?
Yeah, they can go to securepork.org. It's been redesigned. It just got redesigned. It's really geared towards implementation. There's a producer tab. I call it a cookbook. You get into that producer tab, and it'll cookbook your way on all those little bits and pieces of things that you need to do to start getting your ducks in a row to be compliant with the program standards for secure pork.
That's Patrick Webb. He's Director of Swine Health Programs for the National Pork Board. And that concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information on these and other topics, you can call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 or check out their website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.